This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
For Wednesday, January 12, Bringing My Neighbor to Jesus. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 5. One day, Jesus was teaching, and Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting there. They had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." The Pharisees and the teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, "Who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, "Why are you thinking these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." Immediately he stood up in front of them, took what he had been lying on, and went home praising God. Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, "We have seen remarkable things today." Large crowds were following Jesus wherever he went. People were hungry for his teaching. Many people came mainly to see his miracles or to ask for one for themselves. Hope for healing could be huge for people who had no medical care. We can imagine the paralyzed man living without hope until he heard about Jesus, the miracle worker. Some neighbors got together and carried this man to Jesus. When they arrived and saw that they could not get into the house because the crowd was so big, they hoisted their friend to the roof and lowered him right in front of Jesus. Jesus did not disappoint. First, he met the man's deepest spiritual need, forgiving his sins. Then Jesus met the man's physical need, making him able to walk again. The man went home praising God. About 7 years ago, a dear colleague was hospitalized with terminal cancer. Inspired by this story, four of us who were friends of his met him in his room, wheeled him out to a patio, and shared scripture and prayer with him in the presence of Jesus. Jesus didn't heal his cancer that day, but Jesus had already forgiven our friend's sins. And some weeks later, our friend went home praising God for all eternity. Pray with me. Father in heaven, we often see neighbors in need and feel helpless. Remind us that we can show your love and kindness, praying with them in your presence. In the powerful name of Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.